The Hit List, Kenwood Trust Addiction.
Well, Karen, I just come out of being away in prison for about 4.5 years. And I knew Karen from before I went to jail. But I sort of, it was just a sort of like hello kind of thing. I didn't really know her well. But when I came out of prison, that's when we started to get into a relationship together. She fell pregnant with my son, James, right? And when she fell pregnant with my son, then over a period of time, she didn't realise that she was pregnant 3.5 months, nearly 4 months into her pregnancy, because it wasn't showing at all. You're right, because the drugs have messed up all her cycle. She never stopped taking drugs during that time, and she never stopped drinking, nor did I. And we carried on doing the things that we'd always done. And eventually my son was born 8 weeks premature. He was born addicted to heroin, to cocaine, to methadone, and to diazepam. And when my son was born, he was born with wonky eyes. Now, I always wanted to be a father. Yeah, that's what I wanted to be, was to be a father and be a good father. And I cut the umbilical cord, and all of a sudden there was two nurses, special baby care nurses. And they took my son and they put him into an incubator to help him, because obviously he had to come off with the drugs. He had to be kind of helped because he was really small. And I was on the run from the police at that time. And when I was on the run from the police, you know, they caught up with me and I ended back up in Belmarsh prison. And Karen eventually goes and buys some drugs from somebody. She took the drugs, and when she took the drugs, she OD'd and passed away at 27 years of age. You know, it felt like somebody had a rubber, and it felt like someone was erasing and rubbing everything out of my life. Everything I held dear to me, it was sort of all going. Because I'm here today to speak, and really about, there's no good news in drug abuse. There's no good news in drugs at all. See, all the times when I thought it was funny over the park, having a laugh and having a bit of a joke in the school, wherever I was, I thought it was quite funny at that stage. But over a period of time, it became more and more serious, and it started to harm my health more and more. I died 5 times. So that's intensive care, heart support machine, observation wards.
The Hit List, Kenwood Trust, Addiction.